statewide plastic bag bans are on the way in Queensland, Western Australia, and Victoria in July this year. Retailers like Woolworths and Coles have joined the campaign, and South Australia was the first state to do so back in 2009, followed by the other states and territories, leaving New South Wales alone without such reforms. So why are we bucking the no plastic trend? Well, joining me now is Maggie Kusa, an environmental campaigner from Greenpeace, looking to get the plastic ban implemented in New South Wales as well. Thank you for joining us this morning, Maggie.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me on board.
Absolutely. So, Maggie, can you give us an idea of how important this plastic bag ban is? Why does it matter so much?
The plastic ban is really important because of the number of plastic pollution we have. Plastic waste pollution in our waterways and the garbage patch has reached twice the size of Texas. Now, that's a huge part. Mm-hmm. And it's also important because it affects our health. It affects our marine life. Recently, there was a hot baking video of a shark that had plastic bags in its stomach, and we've been seeing videos of whales with 29 plastic bags in their stomach. And these are all really distressing images to see of marine life eating these bags as if they're food. So it's really important that we do something, as they're coming into our food system. There's fishes are ending up with microplastics. Microplastics are ending up in our bottled water. So we really need to do something on plastics. And getting banned on plastic bags is one of the easier ways to do so. And it's really important because it cleans us our environment.
It seems pretty achievable considering that, you know, all of the other states and territories are either have one implemented or on their way. Why is New South Wales lagging behind? Why have we not gotten there yet?
So, yes, that's right. All the other states have banned it. Some of the supermarkets, Coles and Woolworths, are starting to ban it from the 1st of July. So the Premier has said that we don't need a ban because the supermarkets are doing it. So that means the supermarket are leading it and the government doesn't need to do anything. But there's still 1.1 billion bags that will end up in our waterways in New South Wales that are not run provided by Coles or Woolworths. It's really important that we still do something. Now, it's a terrible precedent that supermarkets take the lead and not the government that we've elected. We've elected the government to make decisions. So I find it very weak that she's ceding this leadership to businesses.
Right, because by putting the responsibility on the businesses to do it seems like a strange deferral of responsibility for this. Why would they be so hesitant about going ahead with this ban anyway, even if retailers are already on board?
Towards mid last year, there was a leaked conversation, but with the chief EPA, head of EPA of waste, and he was talking about the plastic ban. He was saying that most ministers in her cabinet want a ban on plastics, and there's no environmental reason not to ban it. But within that government, there seems to be a ban on bans. So it's looking like a political reason not to ban bags rather than any other reason.
But, I mean, surely the New South Wales population would be supporting this from what I understand. What possible political reason could they have to be hesitant on banning it?
It might just be a fear. It's the idea of banning something. It seems to be where the issue is. They don't want to include ban anything. It was during the Greyhound ban that this was happening.
Right.
At that point, there was a ban on bans, and seems like the plastic ban got caught in that.
So it seems like we're in New South Wales in a pretty strange situation where it stands with all of this. How likely are we to see a change in this mentality, or do we have to wait till we have a change in government or something to see this kind of legislation happen?
Hopefully, we don't have to wait that long. So I'm part of the Greenpeace local group, and we're fighting along with other organizations. We're fighting really hard to keep plastic as an issue and to get the Premier Bridget Clear to actually do something before the elections. We don't want to wait for the next election to get a ban on plastics. We want a ban on plastic now. And the population is with it. People are with it. The polls show over 65% of New South Wales residents want a ban on plastics. So it's an easy decision. And it's something that really easy to do. And it works, and we're just following suit with all the other states, and we can't be left behind as a last
So Maggie, can I ask what Greenpeace's efforts are what campaigns are ongoing for this moving forward?
So there's a ban the bag campaign, and that looks on banning single-use plastic bags around New South Wales. And we as a local group, that's our focus, is to make sure that Gladys does always know that we're there, the premier, and that we're not going anywhere. We're going to be here until we get a ban on single-use plastic.
Okay, well, best of luck with that. Thank you very much for joining us this morning and telling us about your efforts and what's going on.
Thanks for having me, Sam.